Look around. Every car you see is probably on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars. As for flying cars, well, we're ready when they are. If you see a car you like, find it on AutoTrader. That's our kind of thing. AutoTrader.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 2026 State of the County Address, presented by Erie County Executive Mark C. Polenkars. At this time, please welcome Deputy County Executive Lisa Shimera.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is wonderful to see so many of you here today at the iconic Shays Buffalo Theater in Buffalo's thriving theater district for the 2026 State of the County Address. On behalf of County Executive Mark Polenkars and our entire county team, thank you for joining us. Across Erie County, there is so much to be proud of through the investments of our administration. From strengthening our infrastructure and supporting our communities, to improving public health and helping families succeed. This work reflects our ongoing commitment to improve people's lives. None of this happens alone. It takes strong partnerships across government, with our schools, community organizations, and private sector. We are fortunate to have so many dedicated partners working alongside us who are here today. Thank you all for your partnership and for being part of this work. Together, we are making a difference. Please give yourselves a round of applause. Now, please join me in welcoming Monsignor David Lupuma from Our Lady of Victory National Shrine and Basilica for today's invocation.
Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we come to you today thanking you for all of your great blessings to us. We acknowledge you as the true and living God, the great creator of all things, the one who holds our very breath in your hands. For in you we live and move and have our being. Today we invoke the power of your Holy Spirit to be with our Erie County Executive Mark Polenkars, as he now offers his State of the County Address 2026. We thank you for the servant leadership that Mark provides to our community. We ask you to bless Mark and all those who serve us in Erie County government. The strength of our community depends on leaders who exhibit integrity, honesty, humility, and compassion, especially for the poor and the most vulnerable of our society. Gracious God, please send your blessings now down upon our County Executive Mark Poloncarz. Give him the grace and the strength that he needs to continue to lead and to guide this wonderful community of Erie County, where we are privileged to live and to work and to serve and to care for one another. Loving God, we pray for all who have gathered here this day. May our common goal and purpose be to live according to the words of your ancient prophet Micah, who instructed us of your will, and that is to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. We ask all this in your holy name, our one true God, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. And go Sabres.
Thank you, Monsignor. At this time, I would like to invite a group of students from across Erie County to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Great job, students. Today we are going to hear about the state of our county from County Executive Poloncarz. The county executive and I have worked extensively to find solutions to make life more affordable for our residents, our older adults, our working families, and our children. Whether it's the rising cost of housing, childcare, groceries, or transportation, we know that the challenges are real, and we are seeing the impact on the people that we serve. Through my work as co-chair of Live Well Erie, along with efforts and partnerships like our Crisis to Care Collaborative, Food Policy Council, and Smart Collaborative, we are taking a data-driven approach to improving quality of life. Because of the work of these partnerships, we are expanding access to healthy food, helping families put food on their tables across Erie County. We continue to work hard to fill every gap we can in mental health and human services. And we continue to support hardworking families as they face increasing economic burdens while ensuring that rising costs don't take away access from those who need it most. No level of government grants you the privilege of direct communication with the people you serve about the issues they are facing. Working in local government, you are on the ground, talking to people. Being in local government teaches you to listen, to be receptive, and open to the people that you see and who see you. And when the county executive and I are out in the community traveling across Erie County, whether we are at one of our Department of Aging events, a resource fair or workshop with our Department of Public Advocacy, even a quick conversation in the grocery store, we hear from residents of all ages and backgrounds. We hear about what they need, we hear about what's working, and where we can do better. Those conversations help shape the decisions we make every day. That is why affordability is a top priority for our county executive and our team. And that is why we continue to invest in people, people who need help, providing tools, education, and skills for them to build for themselves. and it's why we continue to invest in partnerships to bring the public, the private, and the nonprofit sectors to the table to ensure that the solutions work for people. We remain committed to making Erie County an inclusive place where people of all ages can not only live, but have support from their government and the opportunity to improve their quality of life. We have seen strong leadership, partnership, and collaboration, and what it can do right here in the Theater District at Shays, an institution that helps drive economic activity, tourism, and opportunity across our region. Shays and other institutions continue to deeply invest in the future of our county and the people who call it home. It is now my pleasure to welcome a great partner in this work, President and CEO of Shays Performing Arts Center, my friend, Brian Higgins.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. It's good to be home. We want to welcome everybody. This is our 100th anniversary at Shays. This building was built by immigrants, including my grandfather, who was 30 years old in 1926, came from Ireland because they had a shortage of bricklayers. They laid 555,000 brick in this building. So theater, including this beautiful theater, the Shays Theater, theater is the essential art form of democracy. We know this because theater and democracy were born in the same place at the same time in 6th century BC in Athens, Greece. Like democracy, theater relies on dialogue and conflict with the emotional muscle of empathy, revealing a wonderful truth and justice in the only world that we know. And if you believe in democracy, you believe in this. So when I came to Shays, after nearly 2 decades in the United States Congress, the logic made perfect sense. I was simply reverting back to my evolutionary roots of 2,600 years ago. It's my pleasure to join you today to introduce someone who has dedicated his career to the people of this county, Erie County, our county executive, Mark Pollenkars. Mark's story, in many ways, is a story of this community in this region. He's a kid who grew up in the shadows of Bethlehem Steel, a place that defined generations of hard work for Western New Yorkers. From those roots, he went to earn a law degree and build a career grounded in public service. He served 6 years as a county comptroller, where he earned a reputation for fiscal discipline and transparency. And since then, the people of Erie County continue to put their faith and trust in him, making him the longest serving county executive in our history. Mark has proven himself to be a leader in moments that mattered most, a steady hand through times of crisis, never losing sight of what makes this community strong and proud. That includes his commitment to arts and culture here at Shays. That commitment is tangible. $200,000 in county funding for arts, education, and engagement, helping ensure young people and families have access to transformative power of arts through their lives. Mark was shaped by the values instilled in him. Chuck and Janice are here, and Mark's mom and dad instilled in Mark integrity, work ethic, a sense of responsibility. We see in Mark every day as a reflection of the great example that you provided him. Erie County is stronger today, and our larger community is stronger as well, thanks to the leadership of Mark Pollenkars, and because of his understanding that investing in people and culture and community matters. So it is our pleasure to welcome to the Shays Buffalo stage. Next time, we're going to have him bring his guitar. Erie County Executive Mark Pollenkars.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Good afternoon, and welcome to historic Shays Buffalo. This is an important year in the history of Shays. It opened 100 years ago and has stood the test of time as the crown jewel of our theater district. This year is not just a celebration of Shays past, because another 100 years awaits this wonder theater after the current $35 million renovation is completed by the end of next year. I want to thank you to Brian Higgins for your gracious introduction, as well as your friendship through the years, and your already strong stewardship of this important cultural and economic institution for our community. Thank you, Brian. Erie County is proud to have supported Shays through our cultural grant process, and thanks also goes to Governor Kathy Hochul for her unwavering support and continued belief in Buffalo's potential and the importance of our cultural institutions as essential drivers of our economy. Thank you also to Monsignor David LaPuma of Our Lady of Victory Basilica for today's invocation and for leading OLV through its own massive renovation, which just happens to be the Basilica's 100th anniversary as well. And Lindsay and I are very much looking forward to seeing you on June 12th. If you know, you know. As said, this is the 100th anniversary of the Basilica and Shays, and there's a symmetry with both Shays and OLV celebrating their 100th birthday this year. Both were built during Buffalo's heyday, survived difficult periods, and now stand as testaments to the strength of our community, beckoning others to come to this place we call home. Their history is in many ways a microcosm of Erie County's history, proud edifices that survived tough times and now shine with the promise of a better future for all. I want to thank those wonderful young ladies that were here that led us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Unfortunately, they had to leave, but that is our future, and they did a wonderful job, so thank you to them. And a further thank you goes to Karen Gambino of Deaf Access Services, who's providing the American Sign Language for today's address. Thank you, Karen. And thank you to all of you in attendance or those watching elsewhere. Today, I'm pleased to provide this annual update on how our work is doing. In free governments, leaders act in service to the people. You've often heard me say that I have 950,000 bosses because I work for all of you, from our youngest residents to our oldest adults. County government is yours and works for you, representing everyone. And your participation in government is more critical today than ever. Since my administration's first day, our goal has been to create the best community we can and to leave the county in better shape than when we started. Not just by providing essential services, but by improving people's lives, our overall quality of life, and providing the programs and services the public wants to create a better, healthier, and more cohesive Erie County. As I will discuss in greater detail, by almost every measure, we have accomplished those goals, and the state of Erie County is strong. For example, I was first elected controller to help clean up the red-green fiscal crisis. Remember that? Back then, our credit rating was just one notch above junk bond status. When I took over as executive, our rating was better, but still multiple levels lower than today. I am proud to say Erie County's AA credit rating is the highest in modern county history. Thank you. The increase in our credit rating is important. We pay less in the long run for any borrowing, resulting in millions of dollars being saved. Now, it's not just our credit rating that is better. We now have the lowest tax rate in modern county history, which just happens to be the lowest of all eight counties in Western New York. This did not happen on its own. It happened because of a strong working relationship between my administration and the Erie County Legislature. I thank Chairman Tim Myers and the members of the legislature for working with me and my team to create this strong and financially resilient Erie County. Thank you all. We We will continue to be fiscally sound and invest in the programs and services the public not only wants, but deserves, such as high-quality infrastructure, parks, libraries, and cultural institutions. Infrastructure is the connective tissue of our society, the arteries and bones that connect commerce, education, healthcare, and life in general. When we invest in infrastructure, we are strengthening those connections and creating a more connected community. Additionally, investing in infrastructure creates jobs and boosts business. Of course, when you think infrastructure, you think roads. And Erie County has more line miles of roads than three states, Delaware, Rhode Island, and Hawaii, all in this Western year climate that we call home, a climate Hawaii does not have. To say our winter weather can be unforgiving is an understatement, but the rough weather we faced last year now means road work and lots of it. My administration is annually invested heavily in roads. Since 2020, we've invested more than $250 million, $370 million in total since 2016 in our road and bridge infrastructure. And this year, thank you. And this year, we will add to those figures by investing more than $50 million in our road and bridges countywide, reaching every corner of the county with big and small projects. We will invest more than $20 million combined in four projects to reconstruct McKinley Parkway in Hamburg, William Street in Lancaster, Elmwood Avenue in Tonawanda, and Bailey Avenue in Amherst. Speaking of Amherst, we will invest another $3 million to complete the renovation of Maple Road from the Flint Road entrance to UB to North Forest Road, including the much needed repairs to the bridge over Ellicott Creek. I think, there we go, yes, we need it. We will invest another $12 million to rebuild the bridges on Versailles Plank Road in Evans, the Ketchum and Baghdad Road bridges in Collins, and Concord Road in Concord. It is all part of a very large road and bridge program that will impact much of Erie County. However, infrastructure in 2026 is more than roads. Perhaps no pieces of infrastructure are more necessary to sustainable growth than modern, efficient sewers and access to reliable, fast internet. In 2026, Erie County will begin work on the transit road sewer upgrades with nearly $30 million in New York State grants to improve and expand the lines along Transit Road. This follows Erie County's prior investment of $3 million to do the design work. Sewers aren't sexy. However, if we are to spur further economic development, we must invest in these critical improvements. For example, the state and county's investments are laying the essential groundwork for Uniland Development's $250 million plus proposed 100-acre mixed-use town center at the old Eastern Hills Mall site. This project will turn the abandoned mall into an incredible live, work, and play home for 4,000 future residents. Once again, thank you to Governor Kathy Hochul for your commitment to this project, as well as to our partners at Uniland and the Town of Clarence for the dedication to seeing this project through. It will be a game changer for the area. Thank you. Likewise, we will begin the design of the Elma Industrial Corridor sanitary sewer upgrades with $500,000 in investment from New York State. These infrastructure improvements are expected to more than double the wastewater capacity for the corridor and spur further growth by Moog and Steuben Foods, two of the largest employers in our region. And last, but certainly not least, the Southtown's Advanced Wastewater Treatment Facility expansion project in Woodlawn has moved into phase two with a projected investment of $100 million plus dollars to complete the project and to modernize the facilities and expand its capabilities. This is a very important project for the growth of our region, and because I've heard there's this new $2 billion project opening not too far away from the facility. You may have heard about it. Oh, that thing. These clean water investments help to protect our most precious natural resource, a clean Lake Erie. But they are not the only investments we must make. In today's information age, reliable internet fosters service is essential to all. It fosters equality, eliminates information gaps, and levels all playing fields. The countywide ERINET open access network is now entering its next stage, with contracts being negotiated with end users throughout the county. While the work has been methodical and painstaking at times, the need for world-class digital infrastructure, enabling people to reliably and quickly access services, is undiminished. One of the reasons that it has taken longer to construct than we expect is we are required to clean up poles. Not that one, but ones that look like this. That's actually the power pole behind my house. It's a lineman's nightmare. Through years, quick fixes after storms have left it a Frankenstein monster of a pole. And think of all the poles that are like this across Erie County. Unfortunately, we are required to clean up poles like this before we can string our own lines. It has slowed down the process, but I am glad to say the work will be done this year. Thank you. Moreover, I am proud to announce GoNet Speed, one of the largest independent internet providers in the Northeast, and Cogent, a national telecom carrier, have each agreed to tap into the ERINET service system to deliver final mile services to homes and businesses across Erie County. Thank you. This is exactly what we hoped would happen when we proposed ERINET. It would increase competition, thereby offering high-speed services to more communities and drive down prices. ERINET is a significant part of the digital infrastructure that gives small businesses the tools to grow, students the ability to succeed, and families access to critical services. My administration is proud to have invested in the digital infrastructure that will help all county residents far into the future. Another key to the growth of our county is ensuring the strength of the city of Buffalo, especially downtown. As I have said throughout my tenure, you cannot have a strong county if you have a weak city. That is why the county has invested $64 million in projects and infrastructure in Buffalo since 2020 alone. Look around downtown Buffalo and everywhere in the neighborhoods, and you'll see buildings, establishments, businesses, theaters, and facilities that Erie County has invested in through our cultural grant programs, storefront revitalization program, and capital projects. We have invested in Shays, the Buffalo and Erie County Public Library, the Colored Musicians Club, the Buffalo Convention Center, and dozens and dozens of more facilities across the city. The city of Buffalo is central to much of what we do in Erie County. Now, we all know the city is facing a significant budget shortfall. This issue did not develop overnight. I sit on the Buffalo Control Board. For years, we have been noting the looming fiscal storm. And now the storm is here. I commend Mayor Sean Ryan and his team for taking the actions necessary to right the city's fiscal ship. They may not be popular, but are necessary after years of mismanagement and disinvestment have taken their toll. We all deserve a city we can be proud of, not a city being held together by duct tape and Band-Aids. Erie County once went through a similar financial crisis and proved you can rebuild from rock bottom. Now it's the city's turn to do the same. However, even if the city fixes its financial house, we are still facing a significant problem downtown because less people working downtown means less businesses for restaurants, bars, and our entertainment district. That is why my administration is working with business, not-for-profit, and other governmental leaders to create a more vibrant downtown, a place where people want to come. It is why I'm so excited to welcome Ingram Micro to downtown Buffalo and finally see our Buffalo Sabres back in the Stanley Cup playoffs. As a whole new generation is learning, nothing is as exciting as playoff hockey, both on and off the ice. Downtown is abuzz with activity, and we need to keep it that way. So, to our Sabres, good luck to you on your march to the Cup. And to the rest of us, let's keep up the work to ensure when people think of having a fun time, they think downtown first. Buffalo is the beating heart of our county. Investing in its future makes sense for all of Erie County. That's what we have done and what we will continue to do. Now, Erie County's industrial development arm has been flexing its muscle as well, to the benefit of all county residents. In 2025, the ECIDA's actions incentivized 14 projects that will create $728 million in private investment, more than double last year's investment of $314 million. But more importantly, these 14 projects will create a combined 562 new full-time jobs, retain another 2,111 jobs, and result in 2,157 construction jobs along the way. Let me tell you about some of those. Big Heart Pet Brands, a division of the Smucker's Company, is investing $52.7 million to modernize and expand their 550,000 square foot facility in Buffalo. Eaton Mission Systems, a subsidiary of the Irish global conglomerate Eaton, will invest $21 million to expand its Orchard Park facility, ensuring the future of 453 full-time jobs while adding another 77. Fannenberg, a German company, will invest nearly $16 million to keep their North American headquarters here in Alden, creating another 23 new jobs in the process. Ema Life, an Italian company, was so pleased with the construction of its new $33 million North American headquarters facility in Tonawanda that it invested another $12.5 million to expand it immediately after they did the first part, adding another 40 jobs on top of the 30 that were recently created and the original 120 we had here. Finally, Abnex, a subsidiary of German conglomerate Nidex, broke ground on a $15 million renovation in addition to their advanced manufacturing plant in Buffalo, and they did it without a tax break. These are all the examples of the growth of our region, and in many ways, the last four projects are an example of the promise of America. Foreign companies, like people, want to be here. Michael Shea's family immigrated here for a better future, drawn by the promise of America, and we are all better for it. Eaton, Fannenberg, EMA, and Abnex could be anywhere else in the world, but they chose our county, attracted by our talent, work ethic, and the promise of a better future. The history of Erie County is but a sample of that promise. The Erie Canal brought millions of people to our community, many passing through, but all with aspirations of a better future for themselves. The American Dream. Grain and steel mills harnessed the new power of electricity, built our region into an economic powerhouse. While our local economy has taken its blows, it has changed for the better by diversifying its economic sector, such as a blow to one does not bring down the entire region. The proof is in the pudding. The gross domestic product of Erie County was $81 billion in 2024. Let me tell you what that means, because that is greater than the individual GDPs for the states of Wyoming, Vermont, South Dakota, North Dakota, Rhode Island, Montana, and Alaska. Our GDP is also greater than the countries such as Tunisia, Jordan, Latvia, Estonia, Bolivia, Iceland, Bahamas, Jamaica, and dozens more. That is what we have built here in Erie County and will continue to grow during these final 20 months of my administration. One way we will do that is by restructuring our Department of Environment and Planning. DEP, as we call it, was created in the 1970s when Erie County was at the forefront of the environmental movement, enforcing actions against those who would pollute our environment, as well as to be the location of a regional planning entity for our community. Since the enforcement power now lies with New York's DEC, we no longer do environmental compliance. Additionally, though we tried to create a regional planning board, and it should have been created, one was never created, meaning the department really doesn't do a lot of traditional planning. That's why I propose restructuring the department to focus on what it really does well, promote community and economic development. As such, I will work with the legislature to pass a local law to amend our charter and code to rename DEP to the Department of Economic Development and rename and restructure its divisions of planning, environmental compliance, and sewerage management who really wants to work for sewerage management? To the more appropriate divisions of economic development, climate resiliency, and clean water, respectively. The Division of Economic Development will focus on growing our economy, as well as our community, by overseeing all programs related to housing, mapping, agriculture, arts and cultural organizations, and much more. The Division of Climate Resiliency will focus on just that, making sure our county is ready to handle the many changes we are seeing already from climate change. The Division of Clean Water will continue its core mission of ensuring our most precious natural resource, Lake Erie, continues to be a clean and safe source of drinking water and a driver of economic development. Changing names and restructuring a department may not seem like much, but when out-of-area business leaders and site selectors talk to us about coming to our area, they want to meet with our Department of Economic Development. They don't understand why we call or set up the department as we do. That's why we will restructure it, to bring it into the 21st century and meet the future needs of our entire community. All of the actions I just discussed, from foreign direct investment to strategic local investments to restructuring how we help grow our economy, will strengthen our ability to compete internationally. And to be the best community possible, we also need to focus on quality of life issues. My administration has shown how even small investments can make a big difference to our quality of life. An example of that is how we addressed a problem that has plagued mankind for a millennia: rats. Ooh, as Count Floyd would say, scary, scary stuff. You have to be old to remember Count Floyd. This program was eliminated by my predecessor in this office, a short-sighted move that not only benefited the county's rat population. By that time I took office in 2012, rats were enjoying a field day, moving from municipality to municipality as there was no overall county entity in place to address the situation. Homeowners were left footing the bill for getting rid of the pests, which would soon come back if their neighbors did not do the same. With our own Pied Piper of Hemeline, Pete Trippi, at the helm, and a strong team of public health sanitarians around him, we created a new robust rodent control program that left rats nowhere to turn, brought them under control, and showed how government can solve a problem. Even if you haven't needed our rat control services, our sanitarians are working with community partners to conduct free rabies vaccination clinics, vaccinating thousands of dogs, cats, and ferrets annually for free. Our rodent control team is so good, they were recently recognized by this U.S. Department of Agriculture for their efforts. I ask all of the members of the program here today to stand so we can thank you for all that you do. Thank you. Thank you. The rats didn't have a chance with them working. Thank you all. When it comes to the quality of life, our incredible park system is truly one of the best in the country. As we say, there are more than 10,000 acres for you to enjoy in your Erie County parks. Last year, we announced an addition to the inventory with the new Willowdale Park in Amherst, which will fill a hole in our system by being the first county park in our largest town. Today, I'm proud to announce we're engaged in conversations with the NFTA that will result in us taking ownership of 24 acres of land adjacent to Red Jacket Park in the city of Buffalo. This will more than double the size of Red Jacket Park, adding to the natural beauty of this park along the Buffalo River. Thank you. And I want to thank the NFTA for agreeing to this process. Now, when it comes to our traditional parks, our four-legged best friends are always welcome, as long as they're on a leash. But that has not always been the case for our golf courses. Dogs have been welcomed on golf courses in Scotland for centuries. That doggy seems to be having some fun at the home of golf at St. Andrews. And elsewhere, they're welcome too, including these two who seem pretty content on a local golf course. If you know, you know. That's why this year we will do a one-year pilot to allow dogs on leashes at Grover Cleveland Golf Course for those who walk the course. Whether it's the new Willowdale Park, the addition to Red Jacket Park, or enjoying a stroll during a round of golf with your dog at Grover Cleveland. These are examples of how we are working each day to improve your quality of life. County investments, both big and small, have had tremendous impact on the lives of so many people. And because of the dedicated work of many, we have created a stronger, more equitable, and better Erie County. One of the most rewarding results of our efforts has been the significant reduction in people living in poverty in Erie County. In 2014, look at that young guy, I dedicated my State of the County to how we must address the growing level of poverty in our community. I was criticized by some, saying county government couldn't make a difference. However, ignoring the naysayers, we made a concerted effort to improve people's lives. And isn't that what a caring, compassionate government should strive for? Improving the lives of its citizens? I am happy to report by almost every metric, we have succeeded in that goal for thousands of our neighbors. According to the Census Bureau statistics, 15.6% of the population lived in poverty in 2015. That was 140,000 residents, 47,000 of whom were children. Because of the work of many, those living in poverty in the county has been reduced to 12.6% as of 2024, meaning there are 23,000 less people living in poverty today countywide. Thousands of those who are children. That's not all. We saw a nearly 40% decrease in poverty for African Americans and a nearly 10% decrease for Asian Americans. And we see these changes within the county social services department because the number of temporary assistance clients, it helps, has dropped by more than one third from 32,000 at that time to 19,000 in 2025. While these decreases are a positive sign, we know poverty remains a reality for so many of our neighbors. That is why my administration, and especially the Department of Social Services, remain steadfast in our commitment to find ways to lift people out of poverty, and is proud to partner with the Community Action Organization of Western New York to implement a $12.5 million grant from New York State to reduce poverty in the city of Buffalo, the HOPE Initiative. This cutting-edge initiative supports upward mobility for eligible families. Program components include life coaches, career coaches, financial literacy services, linkages to support and resources, and direct cash incentives. These are incentives. I thank our Social Service Department team and our partner CAO of Western New York for their important work, and Governor Kathy Hochul for prioritizing reducing poverty, which will improve people's lives, especially children. Thank you all. Reducing poverty among families and children helps them on a path to a better life. And a significant part of that process is ensuring access to an education tailored to a 21st century economy. Some of the most effective education begins early in childhood. Encouraging reading in children provides an opportunity to unlock their potential, stimulate their minds, and change their lives. With our partners, the New York State Office of Children and Family Services, the United Way, and Read to Succeed Buffalo, we brought Dolly Parton's Imagination Library Initiative to the county. This program sends a book each month to every enrolled child from birth to 5 years old. We've been able to provide books to more than 7,000 children countywide. The impact of early childhood reading programs cannot be overstated. Multiple studies show that children who have more access to books and one-on-one reading with an adult do better in school and are more likely to graduate. According to an Institute for Education Sciences study, students who do not reach reading proficiency by the end of the third grade are four times more likely to drop out of high school than proficient readers. This is a compounding issue because While the rate of poverty has dropped in general in Erie County, those who do not have a high school education, the rate of poverty has risen by nearly 5% since 2013. That is why we are investing in the program like Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. It is so important. Education, specifically accessible public education, is the primary source of economic mobility for all. While the traditional college route may not be for everyone, trades and specialized skills are just as viable in creating a promising future. It is why my administration continues to work collaboratively with the Buffalo and Erie County Workforce Investment Board to build upon the success of the Erie County Healthcare Careers Grant Program, as well as our partners Erie One BOCES and, of course, SUNY Erie. This approach is working as poverty rates for those with some college or technical experience decreased by nearly 3% during that same period, falling below 10% in total countywide. While there is more work to do to ensure all boats rise with the tide, especially at this time when the cost of goods affects everyone, I want to thank our great team in Erie County and all of our partners for the work that you have done to improve the lives of thousands of our neighbors. Thank you. Thank you. And we're not done yet. While we have reduced the number of residents living in poverty, there are still too many people living paycheck to paycheck. Sadly, while overall poverty has decreased countywide, one of the other groups that unfortunately experienced an increase in poverty is seniors. We also know that too many seniors are not enrolled in programs that can help them. We can alleviate many of their issues if we just enroll more seniors in the Home Energy Assistance Program, HEAP, and the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP. AARP, don't take it from me, AARP estimated that 59% of SNAP-eligible seniors are not enrolled in the program. A similar high percentage of seniors eligible for HEAP do not participate in that program. We will address this by doubling our efforts to reach seniors across our community. While we have a strong local program administered by the Department for the Aging, we can and must do better. We will hold more outreach sessions where older adults are, senior and community centers, as well as invest in advertising to reach those seniors who do not go to those centers. Investing in a few dollars will go a long way to reducing an older adult's costs associated with food and utilities. But we know that even those who live above the poverty line are feeling the pinch due to the affordability crisis. There is no section of our country that is immune to the affordability crisis. It is everywhere. One of the driving factors is the increasing cost of housing. For decades, Erie County was known as a very affordable market to purchase a renter home. While we are still affordable compared to many of our peer markets, there is no doubt the increasing cost of housing is preventing many young people from purchasing their first home. Add higher mortgage rates to the equation, and the average age of first-time home buyers nationwide is now 40. In 1991, it was 28. Erie County can help promote first-time home buying by making the purchase more affordable for the buyers. I propose that we use $2 million from our 2025 surplus to help first-time home buyers pay down interest points on their mortgage. Paying down points can drastically reduce a monthly mortgage and save tens to hundreds of thousands of dollars over the life of the mortgage. Typically, at closing, if you pay 1% of the expected mortgage loan, you can reduce the interest rate by a quarter of a percent. Paying 2% reduces the interest rate by half of a percent, and so on. If the legislature approves, we can reduce the cost of purchasing a home for hundreds of first-time homebuyers in our county, making the dream of becoming a homeowner a reality for many. I ask my legislative partners for your support in this very worthy effort. There is another way we as a community can address the housing shortage driving the affordability crisis. Build more multi-unit housing. Erie County has invested $6.5 million in the last few years to spur the building of more than 700 multifamily units countywide. We could do even more if many municipalities change their zoning codes, which presently prevent the construction of multi-unit housing in many of their developments. Too many suburbs only allow single-family housing. We need to get back to the mentality of building doubles and triples in neighborhoods where now we are only building single-family homes. Not only will this help alleviate the lack of housing, but it will help new home buyers afford their purchase by using the rent generated from the rental to help pay their mortgage. However, Erie County cannot effectuate this change on its own. The towns must. I call on town leaders, supervisors, and board members to work with the county to change your zoning codes to allow the construction of multi-unit housing where you now only allow single-family units. If you do this, we will help pay for your zoning reform through grants from the Department of Economic Development. This will help grow our town's population and tax base while also alleviating the housing shortage we face. This is truly a win-win for all. Thank you. Another leading cause of the affordability crisis is the increasing cost of utility bills. To combat these rising costs, Erie County's Eclipse program can help reduce household electricity costs by 10%. Eclipse partners you with a solar energy farm, resulting in you getting discounts on your monthly electric bill. And because you don't need rooftop solar panels, even renters can enroll. First started as a program for low-income individuals only, it has recently been expanded to all, regardless of income, providing everyone with the ability to reduce their electric bills while promoting a clean, renewable energy source. In addition, if you are a low to moderate income household, Eclipse can be paired with the Home Energy Assistance Program and Empower Plus to go even further in helping reduce your electric bill. Let's get more people enrolled, which will thereby save our constituents lots of money annually. I know we can do it, and we will. We also know that changing to energy-efficient LED light bulbs from other incandescent and halogen bulbs can save a household a significant amount of money, and they last a significant amount longer. That's why we will be rolling out a program very soon where our residents can turn in a low-efficient bulb for a high-efficient one. There will be no cost to you. We will buy the bulbs in bulk, and then you get them for free, as long as you give us the old one, and enjoy the long-term savings that will benefit and inure to you. And more on this program will be announced very soon. To further help alleviate the affordability crisis facing many of our neighbors, and to address food insecurity, we will strengthen our Find Fresh and Farm to Families programs. Did you know that residents can text Find Fresh to 898-211 or visit 211 Western New York for a database of nearby healthy food options, including mobile food markets offering free produce? You can. And we will work harder to ensure more people know of this important program. And thanks to a $1 million state grant, our Farm to Fresh program has been delivering boxes of locally grown food to 400 families at 23 childcare centers across the county. But we can do better. I propose the county doubles the amount through its own $1 million contribution to serve another 400 families annually. These programs are critically important for ensuring families who are the most vulnerable to food insecurity have access to nutritious food. Another bonus of both programs is they benefit our local agricultural producers who can market directly to an eager local audience. In this way, we are boosting both our agricultural sector and the nutrition of local families while helping to reduce their costs. Providing nutritious food promotes a person's health. And when it comes to healthcare, we understand navigating the healthcare system can be a maze. That is why we will build upon our recently announced Nurse Navigator program to guide patients through the healthcare system and care transitions. Using dedicated medical professionals, just this past December through March, a total of 1,046 911 calls were referred by Medical Emergency Response Services team to the Nurse Navigation Line. People call 911 even for that. The Nurse Navigator program successfully moved about one-third of those cases out of the 911 system. We know we can help thousands of more residents address their health care needs and take them out of the 911 system. It's another service the county provides for our residents who need help with their health care but are unsure where to turn. It's also a good example of how your county government works for you. To further combat access and health care issues, the Erie County Office of Health Equity is proud to announce the Health to Your Home pilot program to enhance chronic disease education and prevention for more than 2,000 Erie County households. We do this by providing blood pressure cuffs and pulse oximeters, as well as training to community members to help manage their health. Every individual is their own best advocate when it comes to their health care. And by providing education and tools to be better monitors of our own health care, we are building an overall healthier community. And yet, even with the good work done by my administration, new challenges and barriers to healthcare access are being created in Washington. As I have said repeatedly during this past year, the big ugly bill targets the most vulnerable members of our society with massive cuts to healthcare and Medicaid. Thousands of our neighbors just lost their healthcare, all to give billionaires a tax break. While it may be cruel, and we cannot prevent these changes from occurring, my administration has worked tirelessly to develop programs to help people through these changes. Central to that work is Live Well Erie. There has never been a more important time for this program. Since its inception in 2019, Live Well Erie has grown to include more than 150 community organizations spanning every corner of Erie County, providing programs to improve the lives of children, working families, and older adults, as well as develop and collect data to improve health access. This data will be essential to ensure that we tailor our health initiatives to cover the gaps created by the big ugly bill. Live Well Erie brings together perspectives and ideas from the public, private, and nonprofit sectors to create more agile, better tailored healthcare initiatives to ensure that our communities continue to thrive even through adversity. With the challenges ahead, the work of the Live Well Erie team is more critical than ever. I want to thank Deputy County Executive Lisa Shimera and all the members of the Live Well Erie team here and ask them to stand so we can thank them for their continued work and dedication to developing solutions at this critical time. Thank you all. And to achieve even better health outcomes, we will take the information we gather from our Envision Erie survey to chart our future course. As I announced last year and we began earlier this month, Envision Erie will collect your comments and views to create a better county for all by being responsive to your needs in your future endeavors and our future endeavors as well. We offer all the programs and initiatives I just discussed because I know a government can solve problems and make people's lives better. We've proved it here in Erie County. Why is this? Because, as I have said in the past, a government is at its essence its people. It is the manifestation of its better angels, their hopes, dreams, and aspirations. When you say a government cannot solve problems, you are saying people cannot solve problems. I reject that notion, just as our founders did. 250 years ago, our forefathers gathered in Philadelphia to begin a process that altered the course of human events. They gathered to reject the notion of rule by kings and nobility, instead proposed a revolutionary belief that the power of government is derived from the people themselves. As Abraham Lincoln said, they brought forth a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all are created equal. But even in that moment, the standard they set was greater than they themselves could achieve. They fell short of it then because the American Revolution was never a finished act. It was the beginning of a story that we, all of us, are still writing. Our earliest document, the Declaration of Independence, did more than declare independence. It called for a formation of a nation, promising its citizens access to opportunity, a nation free from the tyranny of a ruling class that hoarded power, wealth, and mobility, a nation where your future would not be dictated by your birth, but by shaped by your effort. That promise at its core was economic, and it became what we now call the American Dream. The belief that through hard work, grit, and determination, anyone could build a better future for themselves and their children. That opportunity was not reserved for the select few, but open to all. But that promise was not fully realized in 1776, and it has not been fully realized since. Instead, each generation has taken up the mantle of that unfinished revolution, fighting to extend the ideals of liberty, justice, economic mobility, and full enfranchisement to more of our fellow citizens, always pushing forward, always trying to close the gap between our founding ideals and our reality. To do so also requires a government embracing the concept of assisting our neighbors in need and ensuring a level playing field for all. It was the government that took deliberate actions during the Great Depression and after World War II to make the American Dream real for our prior generations. Yet, we still have more work to do to make that dream a reality to many of our fellow citizens, because today, too many of them feel the dream is out of reach. Instead of it being an attainable dream, for many, it's become a mirage. The gateway to economic mobility feels narrower. The belief that hard work alone is enough to succeed has been tested by the realities that too often stand in the way. And so, the work in this generation continues. The American Revolution remains unfinished. Progress is not inevitable, friends. We must continue to develop programs and policies at all levels of government, but especially the local level, where government has the most direct impact on the people to ensure equal opportunity for all, regardless of race, gender, background, or your circumstance. There is a reason why the preamble to the Constitution begins, "We the people," in order to form a more perfect union. It was not perfect then, is not now, and as such requires all of us to strive towards being more informed and better citizens, working for the benefit of all. In Erie County, we have seen the incredible impact possible when we invest in programs that support education, housing, and social services. When we invest in our people. The American experiment has continued for 250 years through strife, conflict, and struggle because we, the people, have remained committed to the ideal that everyone, regardless of their background, can succeed if given the opportunity. Each generation has faced its moment to carry that responsibility forward, to ensure that the American dream, the promise of America, does not become reserved for a chosen few, but remains within reach of all. This is our moment. Friends, let us ensure the promise of America continues for generations to come here in Erie County and nationwide. Thank you. May God bless Erie County, and may God bless the United States of America. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Look around. Every car you see is probably on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars. As for flying cars, well, we're ready when they are. If you see a car you like, find it on AutoTrader. That's our kind of thing. AutoTrader.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.